Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Welcome to episode 443 of the Department of Offense. I'm your host, Casey. Joining me as always is Carlos.
Yeah, I'm here.
And
oh, hello.
That is everybody. That is everybody that is here. So this is episode 443 that we're recording for the second time, because the last time we were too drunk and it was not a good episode.
Oh, okay.
Which one was that one?
We recorded about a month ago. It was me, Chris, and Rick.
Okay.
And we had gone out to the garage first.
Yes.
And then we got back. And then we had a few more beers, and I think we took like five pauses in the middle of the episode.
And gotta go pee.
Started answering text messages at one point.
So went a little derailed.
That would be the right way to say that.
Okay.
Well, Carlos, why don't you tell us what you've been up to the past week?
So Well, we had some nice weather, so I did a disc day of frisbee golf with Rick.
Oh, that's right, you've been frolfing now.
And then I was like, all right, cool. So I have one disc, I had a putter, so I ordered a couple more discs. So I had like at least a full set of three for like a driver. That
I'm surprised you just didn't steal some out of my bag.
Well, I also got a bag so I could carry. So I was looking at like bags actually for discs, and like a lot of the bags that are for sale were like, "Hey, here's a bag for holding 50 discs." Cause nobody needs that many discs. Nobody.
I mean, I wish Brian was here.
Yeah,
so he could say otherwise.
Drew, I think, has one of those 50 disc baskets that he brings around the
That's park. Nonsense, though. You don't like maybe.
Oh, it's absolutely
maybe
nonsense.
Maybe you need like seven tops if you're going to swap discs. Like,
I thought that once, and now I just carry three. Sometimes I really just need the two.
Oh no, I just need.
But one is for.
I need three.
It's a comfort disc. It's just like I have this one.
Well, yeah, and maybe you lose one, and then you have that one,
and then you have one.
Yeah, but no, like it was a really nice day when we were discing and like saw some birdies, some eagles. It was pretty good.
Some birdies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were you discing? Where you saw some birdies and some eagles?
Oh yeah, at the park.
Okay. There's some birdies at the park.
Wasn't throwing that at them though. Like no birdies or eagles were being thrown.
I wasn't throwing them at them.
Well, it'd be lucky if I was getting a par. But
okay, what's a par?
Well, you know, it's just a par four course, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, that was a bit fun, and then it got cold again. And
it sure did.
You got back, and then I got a cold for basically most of last week that I'm
shared
just getting
crud.
Over.
No, I tried to apologize for it, and he's like, no, I was getting sick before you showed up.
I think I was coming down with, like, a little bit of something. It was pretty mild, and then, like, it just hit me. So. So that was fun, and like you know, it's been a long time since I used like a nostril spray to like and like oh wow, it's not pleasant.
Really, you don't like those?
No, because like it's so I could breathe out my nose after using it, like and I like for like a consistent amount of time.
Yep.
But like my nasal passages just burned like hell for like the entire time.
Irritated or whatever.
Yeah. So that was unpleasant. On top of the feeling of it going through and like and there's like dripping down my throat, it's like ugh.
Yeah, that's nasty.
So yeah, and then besides that, I've been playing a game called Balatro. It's basically a game where you get like a full deck of cards, 52 card deck, and then you try to each S rounds go by. You get seven cards. Thanks a lot, Casey. You get like you get seven cards or seven or eight cards, and you try to like build up a hand, and then you keep drawing back up, and you try to get like combo multipliers off of hands, and then basically after the first round goes by, you try to get credit so you can like here's a joker that's gonna make it so like if I have a three of a kind, I get like plus 50 chips that get multiplied for my score.
These are just in your normal 52 card deck?
Oh, it starts off that way.
Okay.
And then you start like, oh, I have, here's a card. Here's like, I open a pack, like a booster pack, and like, it'll have like, for example, a tarot cards are one of the cards you can get, which those modify decks. So, example, oh, I now have half my deck is now spades, stuff like that. Like, you can start like pushing cards. And so it makes it a lot easier to get a flush. just like a lot of, it's just a fun deck building game that you just go through, and there's all a lot of different things. Like, it's become very popular recently. Like, I was watching a video on it. It's like, oh wow, that looks like so fun.
This,
and it's addictive. It's addictive to just keep playing.
Are you playing it by yourself here? Or
he just has a deck of cards. He's been adding things.
It's a video game.
So then it's on Steam or something? Or?
Yeah, it's on Steam. Probably a couple consoles too.
Interesting. Okay.
And then I've continued playing some Kenshi. My bounty hunter swapped over from being a bounty hunter to enslaving a bunch of robots to make drugs for him to sell. So that's what I've been doing.
I mean, Carlos,
he's always got to slave somebody.
I'm glad you have video games, because otherwise, like, I'm pretty sure in the 1700s you would have had a boat, and it would have been going from Africa to the Americas.
No, because like, because robots are cool. People aren't cool, but robots are
all
cool.
All our D&D games, we can enslave them.
No, I don't do enslaving in D&D games.
Yeah, he just makes people work for him and then doesn't pay them.
No. There was never any pay promised.
That's true.
Oh, man. Anything else?
No.
Matt, what have you been up to for the last month or so?
Working a bunch. That St. Patrick's Day week, I worked almost every day. That was fun. And then I worked at Johnny's this past weekend. So I did night, then day at Emma's, then night at Johnny's, then day at Emma's. So that was fun.
That sounds exhausting.
So yeah, that was fun. But yeah, getting to work somewhere else, kind of fun.
Changes it up a little bit.
A little bit extra cash in my pocket trying to pay off those the debts from travel stuff.
Oh, heck yeah.
Three Body Problem, watch that. That's
what
pretty dang
show.
Wonderful. I heard you finished it today.
I did. So you're on like episode five.
Is it 10 episodes or 8 episodes?
8.
Okay.
So you're
so that
close.
I could finish it later tonight.
You probably could.
Oh no, that's so fucking good. There's one. That's not a lot. I just sit in front of that damn TV all the time, so I don't waste money.
Yeah, I get that.
What else have I been watching? Not money. It's just repeats.
Did you see the? You probably didn't on Paramount Plus the Halo.
I tried.
Season 2 is really good.
Is it? Yeah, because I tried the first season and gave up. Then I started the second season. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on, so I just kind of left it playing in the background. I should try and watch
season
it again,
3 will be Halo Combat Evolved.
Was it?
Will be the first game.
Oh,
okay. So season 3 will be the first game. Yeah,
they're building up to that. Then I'll probably be like, oh, I know everything now. This is great.
Yeah, there was like a cameo of like Guilty Spark and stuff in the final episode.
Okay. I was just seeing what my purchase history at the Alamo was. Oh, I went to Love Lies Bleeding, the Kirsten Stewart movie where she falls in love with the female bodybuilder. That was intense. It was really fucking good. Yep. Dune Part 2 was amazing.
I haven't seen that yet. It's on my must-watch list, but I'm tempted to wait for that one to like hit HBO.
You should see it in the theater.
It's so long, and I'll have to pee. And
no, it started to feel long, and then all of a sudden all the action broke out, and I was like, all right, and then it was over. And
I think that's when I have to go to like a weekend morning show. Otherwise, like, I'll get
sleepy.
That's
what I did. Yeah. It was at 11 a.m. or 10:30, whatever that was at the Alamo. Like, at the big one. The sound's what you got to see in the theaters for. It's just, it's
no,
so
freaking for whatever
good.
Reason, like, the older I get, the late evening shows, like, ones that start at, like, 8 or 9, I'm like, I start to doze towards the end.
Especially
and
if it's a 3-hour freaking movie. That's what I saw in the theaters. I don't know. Yeah, I've just been laying low. I did another puzzle.
Do you see that that trailer for the new Alien movie?
Yeah, that looks wonderful.
Romulus? It looks so good.
The director of freaking Evil Dead 2013. I'm so excited. Boom, 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 boom.
Alien horror movie?
Yeah.
The actual one.
I think
he'll faithfully.
It looks super good.
Faithfully make it into another good horror
and,
movie.
And, like, we got facehuggers back. And we got,
they're all fucking charging out of the. That was terrifying. The Borderlands. What did you guys think of that? The trailer.
I don't know.
It looks like it's a green screen hell.
Yeah, that's most everything nowadays.
I'm more excited for Fallout in 12
series
days
on which
on,
one?
Amazon Prime.
It's on Prime, okay.
Yeah, like the first clips, like Walter Goggins as a as a ghoul is great. Like
missing his nose.
Yeah, the humor from like the first clips I've seen seems like spot on.
I was watching an interview he was doing, and like he talked about like how he was sleeping in a chair with the makeup on, and he woke up and he was like in front of a mirror. here. And he freaked himself out.
For the trailer, he did that. That was pretty good. Yeah, for Borderlands, I'm just mostly excited for Kate Blanchett in there, seeing her do something right. weird like that.
Like, it's such a juvenile, weird game that, like, I'm not yeah. really sure how it's gonna...
I wish Kevin Hart wasn't in it, and I wish Jack Black wasn't the voice of the other one, because they're always just, let's throw him in for like, the comic relief type like, of thing.
Well, I mean, Claptrap
is Jack Black Claptrap?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great casting. Yeah, I like that one.
Because that's just the character, like, he's always gonna be comic relief. That's,
I think somebody says Kevin Hart. I don't find Kevin Hart funny.
No, Kevin
yeah,
Hart's
I'm over Kevin Hart, mm-hmm. like... He always has the same joke. Oh, I'm short and I'm black.
There's so many other people that could be. I don't know.
Yeah, not an interesting choice, and it just looks like it's going to be just a bunch of CGI stuff, I'm bored of that.
The Fallout comes out what next month? Isn't it?
April 11th.
April 11th.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet. Also, but X-Men 97 dropped.
Yeah, there's the friend at the bar's been talking about that. He loves it. He said it feels exactly the same as what it did then.
That I've heard that's like a good thing. And a bad thing,
yeah, right.
because like turns out animation has come a little ways since 97. Yeah,
they purposely like turned off things that so they couldn't use. To,
yeah, and I mean back in the day, like it wasn't the best animation.
No, it was not.
Well, yeah. They're just trying to pump out, you know, most of our kids shows like that, pumping out one every single day of the week type of thing. So, yeah, there's another movie coming out beginning of April. I really want to see. I can't remember what it is though.
I'm kind of excited to see the new Ghostbusters movie. I've heard okay things about it, and
that one I'm gonna wait to go. I'll go see Dune in the theater any day. No, not that.
You're like, no, I don't want. I liked the last one. No, I really enjoyed the last.
I thought it was exactly this first one, just rehashed again.
Yeah, that's like welcome to nostalgia films, Matt.
Yeah, but that was the same with the first of the new Star Wars too. It was just a hope rehashed, like the bad guys and everything.
That's unfair to this the last Ghostbusters film because that one had a coherent plot.
I mean, kinda. You still had the statue things turning into people, coming into people. You still had Goro come back or whatever, and yeah, I don't know.
They just retreaded a lot of ground.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, Civil War comes out the 11th.
Oh, that one seems interesting.
That's getting a lot of praise. Yep, that's what I'll see. Oh, and the new Dave Bautista movie, Monkey Man, looks really good. Is that a killing rampage?
A lot of like really good stuff kind of coming out. We're like really rolling into a strong spring for films.
Now that the writer's strike's all done finally.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise we got Bachelor Party coming up.
Oh, yeah, we got to plan that.
Already come.
Dude, you're telling me.
When you said that, I looked at the calendar, I was like, oh, fuck, what?
Yeah, like, I have to plan that, and I'm planning Jacqueline's birthday party for the following weekend.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, shit. So we had a little planning session on Wednesday about that, and so, like, I'm now making, like, axe throwing targets for her birthday party, and
yeah,
she's like, "Yeah, I really like what you did with Steintoberfest, but I want to like take it up a notch and change it." So we're gonna throw axes.
So you also have to go buy a bunch of axes and stuff.
I already bought those. Those are actually those weren't bad. I got some decent like training axes off Amazon. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a party. It'll be a whole thing.
Cool.
So the big thing is I went to the Caymans.
Yeah, you did.
Flew on down to Georgetown in Grand Cayman and got on a boat. So the reason I went down is my dad invited my brother and I on a dive trip on a boat called the Aggressor.
I didn't realize your brother was going too. Cool. Yep.
Yeah, he got certified for the trip.
Oh, nice.
He did his like checkout dives like the first day.
Nice.
Kind of cool. He went from zero dives to 20 some dives in a week. But it was a bunch of family, like my dad's brothers and then some of their friends. And then like three random people. There was a guy from Switzerland who was just young, just really chill dude. There was a doctor with just an incredible mustache. He bunked with Jordan and, you know, just older guy, kind of bigger and just this like glorious mustache.
Wow.
And then there was a guy from Florida who was originally from New York, and his claim to fame was he had New York's largest cat by length. This cat was like over 4 feet long. If you
the people you meet,
yeah. if you Google like largest cat in New York, he comes up, and this cat is huge.
Interesting.
No wait, largest or longest cat? Because that can be very different.
It's largest cat by length, I believe.
Is it that guy?
That's him. That's him. He looks a little different now. That was a few years ago. Unfortunately, like, that cat died while he was on tour with the cat.
Oh,
and he got
on tour with the cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's probably stress. Well,
on top there was the vet screwed up and like killed him during a procedure, and so he got a massive settlement, and so now he has three more of those that breed of cat, and he lives in Florida.
Is it just a Maine Coon or no?
Yeah, or Maine Coon,
Yeah, interesting.
Yep.
They're very cool, but who wants to spend a couple $1,000s on a cat? I mean, that guy has the money to spare now, but
think of how big that litter box must be.
Right? Just Lando turds everywhere. Right?
That's some interesting people.
Yeah, they do have a shorter lifespan too, because those bigger animals, they don't got it long.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was really cool. I didn't expect to gain weight on a dive trip. So we got on the boat Saturday night. Like, so we landed and then went straight to the boat. The boat left port Sunday morning and we got back to port on Friday.
Wow.
We didn't step on land between then.
Jesus.
And we did like, the crossing to Little Cayman, which is like 80 nautical miles. We did that overnight. And like, so got to go to the Little Cayman and do that. We were going to go to Cayman Brac, but the weather wasn't, cooperating. So we just went back to Grand Cayman. I did some dives there, but they fed us like 5 times a day.
Wow.
So like the schedule, it was kind of intense. So we did in that time, we did 26 dives.
And how many days again?
Like 5 days. Okay. Sunday through Friday were dive days.
Okay.
Six dive days. And so we would like breakfast was at 7 a.m. was hot breakfast. There was like a continental breakfast that started at like 6 if you wanted to like go get like cold stuff. But like you got your eggs and bacon and whatever at 7 a.m. By 8:30 or at 8:30 was the first splash in time. Then we were up at 9 about an hour after that. So 9:30, 10 a.m. was our sweet snack. 10:30 we're splashing for the second dive of the day. Out at 11:30, noon is lunch. Then we have from noon to 2 is like lunch and chill time. And then we splash in again at like 2:15. And then we're out of the water, you know, 3:15-ish. Then we're back in at 4:30. Oh, then it's savory snack. Okay. Then you're back in the water again. And then you come up and at 6 it's dinner time.
Okay.
And then if there's a night dive, then at 7:30, you splash in for night dive.
Jesus.
And then you get up from your last, you come up from your last dive, and they greet you with a mug of hot cocoa filled with Baileys.
Jesus.
And then you go and start drinking Cayman beer, which, Lando, you ate your Frisbee, buddy. That's not good. And so they had like a bunch of like local Cayman beer and wine on the boat.
Did you guys actually like get drunk at night then or no?
Because I was so exhausted. So some of the guys like they brought whiskey and stuff and they would tear it up every night. And I'm like, I'm so knackered. I was in bed by 10 o'clock every night. I'd get up.
I'd probably be before that just because.
Yeah, I'd get up and I'd have like a beer or two after the last dive.
Yep.
And then I'd like, yep, I'm out. I'm going to bed. And they'd stay up until like 1, 2 a.m. And just like,
sun and water all day long, every day.
Yep.
I'd be in bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then, so I got Iron Diver, which was, I did all 26 dives.
Okay, I was wondering if everybody did all of them. Or?
There was 4 of us that did it.
Okay.
It was me, my dad, the stash doctor,
yep.
And one of the big partiers. I like he should have gotten like the iron liver. Like this guy, he would crush a bottle of wine at night.
Jesus.
And then some, and then like wake up and be ready to go.
Yeah.
Just
wow. That's a lot of fucking dives.
Yeah, it was a blast. We saw so many turtles.
I can only imagine the amount of things you saw.
Yeah, sharks. One of the coolest things was Lando. Stop. we saw these little, on one of our night dives, there were like little schools of like see-through squid mm-hmm. that were like bioluminescent. Oh, so they were all like glowing and like they're just kind of like shooting around. They were super cool looking. Mm. Then we saw this giant loggerhead turtle that was just like running on the bottom. It was like, it had to have been over 300 pounds. This thing was huge.
Wow.
And just had like another fish riding it. Saw a bunch of rays, more parrotfish than I could count.
So is this like a yacht type of thing that you're on, or what was it?
Yeah, so it was, three levels.
Okay.
And then, so we were like all the bunks and stuff were on the bottom level of the boat.
Middle's the hangout area.
Middle was like the galley and then the dive deck, and then the sun deck had like a chill lounge area.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much staff?
There were 8 staff on the boat, and I think there was 16 or 18 divers.
Damn. It's a big boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Stupid enough. The food was incredible. Our chef, Carlos, was just on point.
And just kind of make you whatever you want sometimes, or always
out. It was always planned out, and he was like, I put the menu up in the morning. If you don't like something, let me know.
Right away.
If it gets to dinner, then you're going to get a peanut butter sandwich.
That's how it should be. Fuck yeah, good for him.
And he's like, he's in his 50s. This was his last one. He's training in else like right after this.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm retiring back to Spain.
So
I'm
he's done just with having this a shit. Good fucking time.
Yeah, he owned a restaurant in Spain for 17 years. And he's like, I'm doing this and now I'm done. Just want to go. I want to go hang out with my mom and play video games.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Our dive masters were incredible. Everybody was awesome. It was super cool. I highly recommend it.
How did it feel getting back to land? Were you a little wobbly?
No, I was mostly fine. It took a minute to like get your legs back. Yep. Then we immediately went and got hammered. So,
so then it didn't matter.
Solve the problem. So we did spend like a day and a half ish in Georgetown.
Okay.
Kind of sucked.
Really?
Very like cruise shippy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah. It's kind of like that that area in San Juan where you're like, this is the dumbest thing ever because all the ships port in there.
Yep. Yeah, except like the entire, and so like we tried to go find like a beach or something to set, but like all of the resorts and stuff have all the good beachfront property and it was just exhausting and kind of dirty.
To get out there.
And like a little soulless, like there's all this, Lando, fucking stop. So it was just kind of like a little soulless and like kind of corporate-y, and you're just like, I don't know. The boat was a lot of fun.
That's the biggest town or
city. Yeah. 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 There's really not much on Cayman.
Okay.
Except banks.
Banks. Right?
There's a turtle sanctuary. We didn't get to go see that.
A lot of really rich people.
Yeah, but yeah, then, yeah, got sick on the way back. A lot of kids on that stupid flight, and had the worst
was it, like, Miami or something coming home from there? Or?
No, it was direct from MSP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When you were saying a bunch of kids, I thought maybe I didn't.
No, it was spring break.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we did, I was sitting, we flew Sun Country, which, budget, you know, whatever. So I was sitting aisle seat. Like in like the second or third row, and to the right of me was a dad and his daughter, and on the other side of like on the other like across the aisle was an older lady, and then the mom, and then their infant son. And so like it's a later in the evening flight. It's like I think we boarded at like 6:37, something like that. And so I'm dozing off. He taps me and he's like, hey, I'm going to switch with my wife. We're going to take turns. I'm like, all right, cool. That happened 3 times. Every time I would just like be just, and it's only like a 4.5 hour flight, right? It's not that long of a flight.
Why didn't you just offer to have the girl sit in your chair? Then you wouldn't have any of that.
Because there was an infant child.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be sitting next to you.
Oh, like on the end?
Yeah,
because she wanted to look out the window. It was a whole... I just wanted to be left alone. Just wanted to be left alone, Matt. But no, I got interrupted and I was sick or I was starting to come down with something, so I wasn't feeling well and I was hungover and I just is in a good mood.
Again, that's why I'm a window seat guy. And then I don't have any of that to worry about.
Yeah, well, you know, I was hoping I would just, you know, like be left alone.
You usually have good luck in your aisle seats. Yeah. I can't stand. I get bumped by that tray every time. Everybody walking by, everybody getting up to pee.
Yeah.
I just stay in my seat at the window all the plane ride.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so that was my Cayman trip. A lot of fun. Hit 100 dives, 101 dives. So.
Did you get a pin?
I got a little, like, thing on the thing. They're like, hey, you know, congratulations. Okay. I got a medal for the Iron Diver one.
That's pretty
like,
cool, though.
Yeah.
So you hit every dive?
Hit every dive. Yep. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Turns out my brother ran out of air twice on the dives. Oh, my God. So, newly certified diver, right? And so I'm like, okay, like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, like, I'll keep an eye on whatever. And so he lets me know, like, I keep checking his air. And the first time he ran out of air, like, it had been a longer dive. Like, usually if you went with the dive master, they would give you, like, they would just kind of do this loop and then back to the boat, be about 40 minutes. And that was good for pretty much everybody. Well, we got back to the boat at about, or we were heading back to the boat at about 50 minutes. He looks at me and he's like, I'm down to like 400 PSI in my tank. And I'm like, crap. All right. So I give him my Octo. And so we're buddy, like, so he's breathing off of some of mine. Cause at that point I still had half a tank left. Good. Like I still had 1500 PSI. And you can see, like, I have, like, a chart because I have an air-integrated computer. So you can see, like, you know, just, like, the steady thing. And then he starts breathing off and he just boom.
He hasn't quite maneuvered or figured out.
Yeah, so he just took my tank down to about 900 in seconds. And then by that point, we were almost at the boat. So I'm like, all right, man, you're on your own. Like, get on the boat. And then the next time, we were diving the USS Kittiwake, which is the ship off of Grand Cayman. And it's sitting about at 70 feet of water, and we're doing swim throughs and stuff. Like, it's really cool. And he's like, hey, like, I'm low on air. Or no, he's like, I'm getting low. Like, let's go to the boat. And I'm like, perfect. So I was swimming back to where, so we dropped in and like, we went down this like crevasse and then to the boat. And I'm like, or to the wreck. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just reverse that. Well, the boat would swing so much on the mooring line.
Okay.
Like, so it's a 110-foot boat, and then, like, on the mooring line, like, you just have this massive arc. So like, it doesn't necessarily stay where you expect it to be, right? So I go, and I'm, like, swimming back to the I tell my dad, I'm like, hey, Jordan's low on air. We're going to go back to the boat. And he's like, okay, like, let's go. And then he just sits there, and he's staring at, like, all these little fish in the sand and, like, poking at them. And I'm like, let's go. So I know Jordan's above me, and so I start swimming back, and he's following. And then, like, but then, like, so I'm swimming through this thing, and I go up a little bit. I'm like, where's the boat? And I see a turtle, and I'm like, ooh, a turtle. So I'm, like, looking at the turtle. And my dad's there, and he's looking at the turtle, and then Jordan comes, and he's like, I'm out of air. So I give him my Octo again. And then I start looking around for the boat, and I look back, and it's back where we were. Because, like, and apparently, like, when I told my dad, like, that Jordan was low on air, he's like, yeah, I looked up, and the boat was right above us, so I just assumed he went right to the boat. And I'm like, I had no idea. Like, that's why I was swimming back. Like, you didn't tell us that's where the boat was. You didn't let us know anything.
So a lot of time it was just you three hanging out then?
Yeah. So I did a couple of dives with some other people, and like, which was good. Like, it gave me more experience, like, just keeping an eye on, like, other people's air and that kind of thing. Like, when I dive with my dad, we kind of know each other, and so that was fun. But yeah, mostly it was just the two of us, or we'd pull on somebody else. And do like a buddy team of three or something. But mostly we just kind of stuck with the group because they know where all the stuff is, right? So you follow along with them. We did a bunch of these like really cool like coral swim throughs. But we're diving nitrox, which is a high oxygen blend of air. And so what we were diving was 32% oxygen, which So if you go too deep, you end up, you can get what's called oxygen toxicity, where you seize and, like, you know, spit out your regulator and drown. And so when you're diving high, like, you're, so your depth plays a really big importance. So our maximum depth for on 32% was about 109 feet. And we were doing this, these like coral swim throughs, these like coral caves. And like, we went into one and then dropped down, and I look at my depth and I'm like, oh, we are at 106 feet. This probably isn't great.
Let's go back.
Well, no, so we came out and like, we're like, okay, well, like, let's go up. And then we did another dive there, and like, there's all these walls. And so you're just kind of like swimming along, and there's just nothing below you. Like, there's just thousands of feet of water below
you. Terrifying.
It's amazing. You're just kind of like soaring. Nope, it's really cool. We did this one. It's like the Bloody Bay Wall in Little Cayman. And it's like this really shallow, like 20-foot coral shelf. And then like just a straight 90-degree drop. And it feels like you're like skydiving off of it. It's so cool. You just like, you just go out and you're like, whee!
Nope. Not for me. Fine with the coral shit and stuff, and once you get to that open water bullshit, nope.
And then there was like sharks down at 100 feet, and so you're like going down, you're like, oh, hey, little sharky guy. But no, so I'm watching my brother, and he's at like 110, 112 feet, and I'm like, man, I really hope it doesn't start seizing. I don't want to have to deal with that right now.
Oh no.
But yeah. So yeah, that was my Cayman trip.
So how'd the stars?
Stars were amazing.
I can only imagine how bright they had to have been.
The stars were just incredible. You could see the Milky Way without even trying. Though I will say, by the time we got up, like, I was just ready to go to bed.
Yeah, right?
I didn't do a whole lot of stargazing. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. All right, well, we have a beer.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go, Matt. This is Like a Girl from Third Space Brewing.
Our community collaboration with the Pink Boots Society.
The women of Third Space Brewery have created an IPA that showcases the unique aromatics featured in the Pink Boots Hop Blend. 60 IBUs, 7% ABV.
Pink Boots chapter provides scholarships and educational opportunities to amazing women who call Wisconsin beer industry home.
I apparently have never poured a beer before. Lando, what do you think about this beer, buddy?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
What did you think about my trip to the Caymans? Where you gotta stay home. Yeah, my poor brother, he was in the, like, basically the worst room on the ship. And it was bunk beds instead of like side by side beds.
Yeah, that would suck.
And they couldn't close their bathroom door.
Oh no!
While they were sitting in it.
Yeah. Like,
and you're sharing with the stranger. And
did you guys draw straws or what?
No. Like, my dad booked it, and like my dad and I were like, we booked together, and so like we were in a room, and then Jordan booked set like at the end, and so they just kind of shoved him where he would fit.
All right then.
So, yeah. All right. Let's see what we got here.
So an IPA, 7% alcohol.
Yeah, tell me about this beer, Carlos.
It's not well, maybe I have a cold, so maybe I'm not picking up a lot of the smell part.
It doesn't have a ton of aroma. Is it not picking up a ton?
The can smells more.
Oh, very citrusy, very, like, that dank pine.
Yep. Getting a little bit of that, the pine flavor. Trying to figure out what, so it's like, these are flavors that's supposed to go with the Pink Boots chapter? I don't know is this just a river?
No, so they did a Pink Boots hop blend. Pink Boots blend. All right, here we go. I can find it on Yakima Chief here. The 7th annual hop blend, passionate promoting diversity in both hop and beer industries, hope to their brewing customers. The 7th annual blend consists of Atadam, El Dorado, HBC 638, and Idaho 7. So, yeah, those are the hops. Idaho 7 is kind of like the big one that's been, like, pushed the past couple of years. And this is a solid IPA.
Third like, Space doesn't really do much wrong.
No, I mean, it's just, it's really well made. It's tastes good. It's a good IPA. It's relatively clear. Like, it's not a hazy IPA. This is, like, good old school West Coast style.
Yep. Yeah, no complaints.
No, nice firm bitterness like lingers on the back end. You don't get that much anymore. I'm glad that like the hazy juicy nonsense is kind of going out the door. And
yeah, it's not too sweet.
Yeah.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I think this is all right. I'll give it a 7.5.
I'll give it a 7.5. I really like it. I really like it. Mm. Do do.
Tastes like when we first started drinking IPAs.
I know, right? Yeah. Kind of into it. It's pretty great. All right. We got discussion topics for days.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah? That wasn't a lie.
That was definitely not a lie. Why would that be a lie? So to go with our wonderful weather that we're having outside right now, I think it stopped raining, right?
It was. Oh yeah, no, it stopped raining, so I could scrape the slush off the driveway a little bit. So we don't.
It
have
was drizzling when I came over.
But. Yeah, I tried to go for a walk over lunch, and I made it about like 6 blocks, and I was like, I need to not because I am soaked already. Like this is shit.
Yeah, that's why I didn't shovel in the morning, because it's like, oh, no, I'm just going
to get more snow
just
coming
gonna
here, too.
Yeah, we're supposed to get hit again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What yard game are you guys most excited to play this summer?
Hmm. Let's go LARPing.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Fireball.
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 So bags are just fine. I don't know. I don't play a lot of bags.
Yeah, I'm like,
I don't play them sober. That's for sure.
Yeah, right.
I'm not like a bags guy. Like I'd rather do like bocce, or
right, we're actually walking around and doing stuff.
Yeah, bocce or hammer schlagen or
croquet.
I haven't played croquet in years.
But yeah, but I'd say bocce would be.
Bocce's
that's
a good
one. Just have a beer in your hand and walk around the yard.
Or disc golf, I guess, would count almost. But yeah,
bocce. That's me just having a beer in my hand and walking around the park. So
yeah.
But yeah, same idea. Yeah.
Bocce's just so good.
Yep, can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, I would have to say disc golf, you know, because I bought the discs, so I want to be able to go use them. And
we were trying to get you into disc golf years ago, and you were like, this is dumb.
Well, because, you know, it's annoying that I have to, like, carry around a beer at the same time as discs. I just want to throw stuff. I don't want to have to then juggle a beer and discs, and then, like, I have to figure out, okay, I got to throw something that's, I don't, like, at the time, like, I didn't know which disc was what. Like, at least they're my discs, so I know which one is the putter, and I don't know which ones are the ones that go further. Like, now that I know that, that's a lot easier.
I think we tried to explain that to you that day, too.
I think it was just, here's your driver, here's your putter, go have fun.
Yep. You're like, well, I have to hold this, too?
No, because like, my hands are full, so I'm just juggling, like... like, discs and my beer, and I still have to throw, and like...
Yeah, but you'd put it on the ground.
Yeah, but you have to keep putting stuff on the ground. It's a pain. Yeah. Like, and then I have a bag now, and like the bag can hold the discs, and I can just walk. But like the weather, of course, got.
You still have to put your beer down.
Well, I haven't been. I've been getting beer afterwards.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Because like basically, what I kind of view it as, I don't have to work out that day if I just get like a lot of walking in.
Yeah, go play 2 rounds.
Yeah.
Got like a mile and a half, 2 miles of park walk in.
Yeah.
You can bring Lando.
I don't think it would work out very well. He would see these discs going and going, and he would not help.
No, he does not help.
He would think he would help, but he would not help.
He'd just be tugging on you the whole time.
Yep, yeah. And it's really hard to drive when a 100-pound German Shepherd's trying to pull you off the stand. Oh, man.
So we came to that conclusion, bocce and frisbee golf.
Bocce and frisbee golf. I think that's it. I think we are officially white dads.
Yes. We are.
No, no.
We are
frisbee golf's
our
the thing the cool young kids do.
Oh, honey.
I mean, it was. we're now cool older kids that, yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are watching, or some of you finished watching the season of... what was that?
Three Body Problem. Yeah. Yep.
What are some other alien TV shows that should be done that aren't done, haven't been done?
I don't know if it's not alien, it's sci-fi. I would really like to see like a Seven Eve show or movie or miniseries. I think that'd be good.
That's the one where the Earth basically almost completely dies, and then
yeah.
there's like
no, the moon explodes.
That's okay. I was like that. You were talking about something. Yep. Yeah.
It's perfectly normal for the moon to explode.
What is it? The Hail Mary. I think that would be a fun
so
one.
So that's
it'd be tough to do.
So actually, there's already a.
We're not talking about the Adam Sandler movie. Yeah, that's basically just Hail Mary, but different.
Because where he's going to go fuck the spider.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no spider weird. Fucking in this one.
Yeah. It's weird that that's what happened. Like, I wonder if that's just like somebody who was working with like saw Hail Mary is like, you know, we're just going to make this Adam Sandler fucking something.
It's like how Kevin James read Hail Mary.
Although apparently Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works.
Why?
That's what Shooter McGavin said.
Fuck you.
No. The actor played Shooter McGavin said that it's in the works. So that was one of the fun ones. And
yeah,
he has to do a lot of fun.
But it was fun because of the time.
Yeah, I don't know how you could even do it. Like how you could make it hit.
Yeah, things. Like those Sandler movies, like they were funny because of the time they were in, like yeah. Mr. Deeds and Billy Madison and all that. Like you can't like recreate. Like if those movies were made today, they wouldn't hit the same. They wouldn't be as they wouldn't
be like, what's up with this toilet humor?
Yeah,
I mean, Mr. Deeds is still pretty funny, right?
I like Big Daddy a lot.
Big Daddy
hit my leg. Just
Waterboy.
Oh God, yeah, John Turturro.
So horrible.
Yeah.
we have like what like Paul was a movie that came out like
oh the Simon Pegg
the
Nick
Simon
Frost
Pegg,
yeah.
where like an
so
alien
much.
Went on a road trip. There's so many like TV and movies and like especially Disney Channel like just churned out a bunch of stuff with aliens. I remember there was one where like some aliens came down to Earth like and pretended to be human and like.
Third Rock from the Sun.
But they said like they were when they ever asked where they're from, they said like, oh yeah, we're from the Yukon. And every time they said that, there'd be just a cut to a picture of like just snowy wasteland saying Yukon population zero, which is not true. The Yukon has people that live there, but like have alien TV show that hasn't been done before.
I mean, I don't know, like. This, like, so Three Body Problem isn't necessarily, like, an alien. I mean, it's aliens, but it's more like War of the Worlds than anything. It's like a modern Chinese take on War of the Worlds. Yeah. Versus, like, your standard alien show. Yeah, I don't know.
Foundation's pretty badass.
I haven't seen that one. That's the Asimov one, right?
Yep, on Apple.
Did they get to the Mule yet? I don't know how many seasons they are in.
Second season just finished up. What's the Mule?
Oh, they're like a psych. So like it's they're the Mule is Mule in the Foundation series was like a kind of like a super intelligent like psychic race or like the leader of a race of basically human offshoot that like that's at the point where like the future prediction that from in the Foundation series like is off the rails because so much time has passed. And kind of like is like a new like dark age like or like new huge war that goes on. So
I think they're introduced like the starters of them, but they're kind of more magicians. But they also can do what you're saying. They come off as magicians, but they're also followers of what's his face. I don't know. I'm guessing a time leap will be coming at some point here.
I think it'd be fun to have like a TV show like a Middle Ages, but like the aliens don't crash in modern day; they crash in the Middle Ages, and they have to pretend to be human in the Middle Ages. When humans are the most dumb,
just the most dumb. Is that like you think Middle Age humans are the most dumb?
Well, I mean the Dark Ages, I guess,
yeah.
Would be where like a lot of the wisdom and like knowledge that we just like shat on. And this were in the Dark Ages for a bit.
Burn the science person at the stake.
Have you guys been watching Shogun yet?
I watched the first episode and it was amazing, but then I haven't watched it yet. Because now I'm watching Three Body Problem.
Right. So there's a scene in there where they bathe the Englishman, and then they like the next day they're like, oh, well, like, here's your stuff to, like, have another bath and everything. And he's like, another bath? You trying to kill me?
Yeah, they believed all sorts of weird-ass shit.
That was terrifying when they boiled that guy alive.
Oh, that was fucking brutal. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I gotta watch that again.
Yeah, no, yeah. Shogun's really good. Yeah, I don't know. I think like
a fun show would be like a Pinky and the Brain type TV show where the aliens are inept and keep trying to take over the world every oh wait, that's Invader Zim.
I was gonna say
yeah, no, that's like
that's
yeah.
Also Solar Opposites. That's kind of what they do in there.
I thought they well, I guess they're trying to do like
the pupa's supposed to terraform it, but it's basically them and their hijinks and they hate humans, but they're living with humans.
Well, they keep like there's like once a season there's the adventure of the humans in the wall.
Yeah, there's a few episodes with that storyline. It's so good.
I've enjoyed Solar Opposites. I think I wrapped up the third season. So
the voice change is pretty hard to get used to.
Well, I don't think I'll have an issue with that. I'm
just so used to hearing Corvo like Corvo, and then you hear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that a Roiland one?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Yep. Yeah.
On Hulu.
I haven't seen that one yet.
And the hard part would be the opening rant would be a different voice.
Yeah, but
like for Solar Opposites, like it opens up like with like the regular every episode, and then instead of a couch gag like The Simpsons does, they're all standing on the front yard while like there's the voiceover of
that's me. I'm holding the pupa.
It's just like an on running sentence of just nonsense of like some bullshit
about how terrible humans are.
Yeah.
But yeah, then it turns into that British guy, very deep voice British guy. But they bring it up just like right away in the show too and make fun of it, so it's pretty good.
But yeah, I don't really have any other idea because like a lot of these, like a lot of alien shows have already just been done.
Yeah, yeah.
Mork and Mindy back in the day. There's
Elf.
So well, like Mork and Mindy, how is that any different than my Uncle Martian? My favorite Martian, was that what it was? Because he was like it wasn't really his uncle. It was like
Christopher Lloyd.
There's
the original. Well, no,
the movie was Christopher Lloyd, but I don't remember.
And then the 50s, was the 50s or 60s, the TV show.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all been done.
Alien, there's supposed to be a series coming out of that too. I don't know what that's going to be about though.
What, the Alien series?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds terrible.
I think it would be fun if you had like just it was a TV series of like a colony just then on a planet.
Here's one, kind of like the Alien series makes me think of it a little bit like, but what director was given too much freedom over their like property and just like tanked it?
Oh, there's a podcast I listen to that's like about that nonstop called the Blank Check Podcast where they follow directors who. We're given a blank check earlier in the careers, and then sometimes those checks bounce.
I mean, just look at Martin Scorsese. He didn't ruin his franchise or anything, but he just has too much liberty and fuck.
And then he makes his movies too fucking long, and nobody wants to watch them. Well, look at Ridley Scott and whatever he did with his Prometheus nonsense.
I love Prometheus, and I will die on that sword. Prometheus is a great movie, but then Covenant came out, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing, Ridley Scott?
I think Prometheus would have been better if it didn't have the baggage of Alien.
Yeah, I think if Prometheus had been a standalone film and I wasn't expecting an Alien movie.
It is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a lot of dumb stuff in it. Yep. But I think I'd be able to live with it more if it wasn't like
an alien film. Yeah, because you kept waiting for the xenomorph to show up, and like that's all you wanted.
And then you get a shitty looking xenomorph.
Yeah.
So the Alien prequel, it's going to be a prequel series set 3 decades before the events of the 1979 film.
Oh, it's called The Rise of Weyland-Yutani, and it's just a bunch of businessmen in suits.
Right. Timothy Oliphant's in it.
Oh, well, you know, all right.
It's an office
that
comedy.
That might be kind of sold.
It's an office comedy. I like that. He's like the Michael Scott of Weyland-Yutani.
The guy that's doing it is the one that created the Fargo series and Legion series as well.
No, Legion was good.
Fargo, I hear, is great. I haven't watched it.
Any of it?
The movie, the Coen Brothers movie.
But yeah, you haven't seen the series. No. The series is good.
I keep hearing good things about the series.
So. Recommend it.
Yeah. I don't know. I just try to really to stay as far away from North Dakota as possible. So. And then. Yeah, like, there's like a few of them. Like, even like the biggest one is like George Lucas, right? Like, they gave him the ability to make any Star Wars movie they wanted. And then he was like, you know what kids love? Trade negotiations.
Yeah, and like, he also loved to go back. he loved
and
to go back
butcher and make his fucking movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, at least he can't butcher him any more than J.J. Abrams did. Yeah, so that's a director who fell so fucking fast.
Well, I mean, we can also just say James Cameron and just get off your high horse with fucking Avatar bullshit.
That was just mismanagement by Disney, too, because they just were trying to, okay, we spent $1 billion on Star Wars. We need to churn these things out now.
Right.
And then that's what happened. We got like a trilogy that nobody is happy with.
Nobody wanted, like, the best one of the film was Rian Johnson's. And
nobody agrees on what was the good film, what's the bad film. Like, everybody fights over it, but in the end, nobody likes all three movies.
Yeah, no, they're not, none of them are great films. Like, even, like, in, like, the new trilogy, like the prequel trilogy, you can go in there and be like, okay, like, these parts of these films are good, and they make, a cohesive whole. They make sense, they flow. There's nothing, like, too insane in any of them. And then you go, and you're trying to, like, figure out the timeline. Carlos is convinced that Rey never changes underpants in the entire fucking series.
No, sure, clothes are the same. Like, they're the same. So that's why it takes over the period of a month. There's not enough time for her to change outfits because it's over a period of a month.
But she does change outfits.
It's pretty much multiple times. It's the same outfit. It's very
changes
slightly different.
Changes outfits multiple times.
Luke Skywalker had way... We've talked about this before. Luke Skywalker had way more outfit changes.
Well, yeah, that's because
there were obvious outfit changes.
That's because Mark Hamill's fabulous.
I was gonna say Han didn't. He was the same though.
No, Han changed a lot.
He had a lot of.
He had a snow outfit.
Oh,
he had
okay, all right,
his original smuggler's outfit. He wore stormtrooper clothes.
He had the one where he had it was basically his the vest, but then he swapped basically
to a jacket.
Yeah.
He switched to a jacket
because it was chilly. You went from the desert to the space, and it got chilly.
It was like it was made for toys, so they could make it so that everybody could have multiple versions of each character.
And Lando Calrissian had so many capes.
He did have a lot of capes.
Not really. Like, he had like 2 capes, probably.
That's so many capes. How many capes do you have?
I don't have any.
Right? Yeah, right? Like, so 2 would be so many. The only person who didn't have an outfit change, and that's just because they died so quickly, was Obi Noobi Kenobi.
Yeah.
Obi Noobi Kenobi.
And Yoda, I guess, because. Like,
oh, and Darth Vader.
Yeah. Oh, no, he had...
Oh, multiple. He did have multiple... He did have outfit
Every
changes.
Movie, it was different.
Because, yeah, they changed his suit.
Yeah, as they had more money to make it look better.
Yeah.
And R2-D2 and C-3PO. Yeah. But they're robots.
Yeah.
So they don't
still
wear pants.
Hot in that suit.
C-3PO?
Both of them, actually.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You could probably put a little fan in the R2 one.
It was pretty...
There wasn't any room to hide anything in the...
It was pretty long ago, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think
Warwick Davis, he was a tiny man.
Yeah. Did they really have battery-powered fans in that time? I don't remember.
Was Warwick Davis R2-D2? I thought at that time, I think it was Warwick Davis.
No, it's Kenny Baker.
It's Kenny Baker.
Kenny Baker, yep.
Warwick Davis was one of the Ewoks.
He's the Ewok, yeah. 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 There was another one that I was thinking of. It's escaping. Oh, no, I wanted to bitch about J.J. Abrams some more. He had such a promising, television career, and he should have just fucking stayed in TV. Then you could have mystery boxed the shit out of everything and nobody would have cared. Turns out if you take a mystery box and you condense it down to a 90-minute film, I need a fucking answer, you asshole. You can't just be like, ooh,
I liked what he did with the new Star Trek, the first one. And then after that, it was kind of like, eh.
Yeah, well, that's because, fucking can't direct his way out of a goddamn paper bag.
Has he done anything recently?
Lens flare. Yeah, lens right. flare.
I'm gonna say Peter Jackson because he got way too much liberties to be able to make The Hobbit.
He didn't want to make The Hobbit.
Well, he did it the way he wanted to and made it fucking long as fuck.
No, that was studio interference.
Well, I would have said no then.
Wait, so I'm trying to.
Well, look at King Kong too.
Yeah, no, King Kong is a problem. Yeah. But, the Lord of the Rings films are so good.
Okay. They wanted to make three films, but he also made them into fucking three-hour-long films. Yes. That didn't need to be three-hour-long films.
Yeah. No, it's... yeah. No, you're not wrong. His World War I documentary is fucking incredible, yeah. though.
And the Beatles thing, I haven't watched that yet. That's supposed to be really good. He's just got to get out of fantasy for a bit and go back to do some cool horror or something.
Right. I don't think he ever will, I think he's, you hear stories of, the set of Lord of the Rings where Peter Jackson was, literally telling people, this is what we're going to be known for. this is our magnum opus. Yep. And he's not wrong. He had the vision to be no, this is the most epic thing we will ever do. Yep. And there's no building on that. And it's right. A lot of people, only know those actors from those films. Mm-hmm. And it's just, yeah. All right, well, should we get out of here?
Yeah, I couldn't find it. I was trying to look up J.J. Abrams movies, and it hasn't been a lot since Star Wars.
No, I think, one of his that I actually enjoyed was Super 8.
Producing more, I think.
Yeah, his Bad Robot production company.
Super 8 is one of those movies that I don't recall anything about. I saw it. There was a train in it, and an alien.
Yeah, alien.
That
train.
Wraps it all up. That's it. That's all I remember.
Well, and there was a Super 8 film.
And I know for a fact I was not drunk when I saw it.
Why do you know that for a fact?
Because that was at the time of my life. I wasn't going drunk, getting drunk before movies.
In 2011.
Yeah. That's true. No, I wasn't getting drunk before movies.
I believe you. I'm just okay.
Not drunk after movies. That's
true. All right, guys, if you have any questions, comments, show ideas, where to have you go, and shoot us an email at feedback at blindnewstudios.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/blindnewstudios, or follow us on Instagram @blindnewstudios. And I'll see you guys next week.